Okay, so get this. We're diving into wastewater surveillance today.
Uh-huh.
You sent over this research article by Vo and colleagues from 2022.
Yes.
It's about using sewage to track COVID.
Yeah.
And they even spotted new variants before they popped up in those standard tests,
That's right.
like the nasal swab tests.
Right, in Southern Nevada.
Oh, wow.
And this was happening right when those traditional COVID testing numbers were dropping.
So it was getting hard to keep up with the virus?
Yes, it was really hard to keep tabs on the virus.
And how it was changing.
Exactly.
So these researchers thought,
Yeah.
could wastewater be the key here
They thought, wait a minute.
to figuring out what's really going on
Could wastewater be a more reliable way to monitor the virus?
in the community?
Especially since people weren't getting tested as often.
Okay, so paint me a picture. What did they actually do?
They collected samples from seven different wastewater treatment plants
Seven.
around Las Vegas,
Okay.
and these plants covered a huge range of population sizes.
Huge range.
Think of it this way. Each treatment plant serves a specific zone,
Okay.
what scientists call a sewer shed.
Sewer shed.
It's kind of like a neighborhood's plumbing system,
Interesting.
all flowing into one spot.
So they're looking at the wastewater
Yeah.
from these different areas to get a sense of how the virus was spreading.
You got it.
Okay.
And here's the thing. The levels of the virus they found in the wastewater actually matched up with the official case numbers
Oh, wow.
from each area.
So it was confirming what they already knew from the nasal swab tests.
Sort of, but there's a twist.
Ooh, love a good plot twist.
The wastewater data actually revealed some flaws in those official case counts.
Okay, tell me more.
For instance, at one of the facilities, they initially saw these massive spikes
Mass
in the amount of
counts.
virus,
Wow.
like off the charts high.
Really?
Turned out it was because of how they were collecting the samples at first. Once they switched to a more consistent method, the data made a lot more sense.
So they had to fine-tune their methods to make sure they were getting accurate readings.
Precisely.
Oh, okay.
They also had to adjust data from some facilities because they hadn't been tracking those sewer sheds
Okay.
for as long as others.
Makes sense.
It wouldn't be fair to compare a brand new site to one they've been monitoring for months, right?
Right. You need a level playing field
Yeah,
to get the full picture.
exactly.
So what's the big takeaway here?
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Right.
The researchers actually detected the alpha and epsilon variants
In the wastewater.
in the wastewater weeks before they were officially confirmed through clinical testing.
Hold on. They found new variants in the sewage
That's exactly right.
before anyone even knew they existed.
They used a technique called whole genome sequencing
Wow.
to analyze the virus's genes in the wastewater samples.
So it's like taking a fingerprint of the virus
It's like taking a fingerprint
and comparing it to a database.
and comparing it to a database of known variants.
So it's not just about tracking how much virus is out there.
Right.
It's about identifying what kind of virus is circulating.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Wow.
And remember, this was all happening when testing rates were dropping.
Yeah.
So this wastewater surveillance was giving them a heads up about these new variants that they might have otherwise missed.
That's like being ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
So they're finding new variants weeks earlier. What does that actually mean for public health?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
What could officials do with that information?
Imagine if you could start contact tracing weeks earlier
Wow.
or adjust your vaccine strategy
To target a new
to
variant?
target a new variant before it starts spreading widely.
Yeah.
That's the power of this kind of early warning system.
It's like having a secret weapon
Yeah.
in the fight against outbreaks.
Exactly.
This is amazing.
It is pretty cool.
But this raises another question.
Yeah.
If the wastewater data is so good at spotting these trends, how many cases were going undetected?
That's what the researchers wanted to find out.
Okay.
And their results are pretty eye-opening.
Well, don't leave me hanging here.
Okay. Okay.
What did they discover?
Remember at the time, the CDC estimated that about 25% of Nevada's population had been infected with COVID?
Based on antibody tests.
Based on antibody tests,
Right.
yes. But when the researchers used the wastewater data to estimate the true number of infections, their calculations suggested it was actually closer to 38%.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
It is.
So the official numbers were way off the mark.
And it gets even more interesting when you look at those individual sewer sheds.
You mean those like neighborhood plumbing systems?
Exactly, those neighborhoods we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
Some areas had way more infections than the clinical data suggested.
Oh, wow.
We're talking seven times higher in some cases.
Hold up. So they're not just seeing a higher overall infection rate.
Right.
They're seeing massive variations between different communities.
Exactly. That's one of the really powerful things about wastewater surveillance. It can give you a much more granular view of how a disease is impacting different parts of a city.
This is incredible. We've gone from used sewage to realizing it's a gold mine of information.
I know, right?
So, what does this all mean for the average person? Why should we care about what's flowing beneath our feet?
Well, for starters, it shows us that wastewater surveillance can be a game changer.
For public health.
For public health, yes, it's like having a finger on the pulse of a community's health
In real time.
in real time,
It's
exactly.
like a crystal ball.
Ha!
But instead of gazing into the future, we're looking into the toilet bowl.
Exactly.
Huh.
And the applications go way beyond just tracking COVID.
Oh, really?
We could use this technology to monitor for other infectious diseases,
Okay.
track antibiotic resistance, even detect the presence of harmful chemicals in the environment.
So many possibilities.
The possibilities are endless.
This has officially blown my mind. We've only just scratched the surface here. But I'm already seeing how this could revolutionize public health.
It's really fascinating stuff.
Okay, I am hooked.
Great.
All right, I'm ready to go deeper down the drain, so to speak. Let's talk about how they actually did this research. I mean, how do you even start analyzing wastewater for COVID?
Yeah, it's a multi-step process,
Okay.
but we can break it down.
Sure.
First, they collected those wastewater samples from the 7 treatment plants and that community shelter manhole.
Right, like those plumbing neighborhoods.
Exactly. So they're getting a snapshot from different parts of southern Nevada.
Okay.
And they were pretty careful about how they got those samples. Some were grab samples, just a single snapshot in time, but others were taken over a full 24 hours
Oh.
to see if the virus levels changed throughout the day.
Makes sense. You don't want to just dip your toe in. You want the full picture.
Right.
But once they have all this sewage,
Yeah.
what do they do with it?
Time for some lab work. They use a technique called qPCR, quantitative polymerase chain reaction, to measure how much of the virus's genetic material, its RNA, was in the wastewater.
Wait, qPCR, didn't those nasal swab tests use something similar?
It's a really sensitive way to find those tiny bits of genetic code, whether it's from a swab up your nose or from, well, you know.
Okay, I get it. No need to be graphic. So more virus RNA in the water means more sick people in that sewer shit.
Basically, yes, but they also had to factor in things like the size of that sewer shed, bigger area, potentially more people contributing, and the flow rate of the wastewater matters too, how much is rushing through at any given time.
Wow, so it's like this complex equation, but instead of numbers, it's sewage.
You could say that, and when they were looking for those variants, they took things a step further, whole genome sequencing.
WGS.
WGS let them analyze the actual genes of the virus in the wastewater.
That's how they found alpha and epsilon weeks early, right?
Precisely.
Before the nasal swabs caught them.
WGS is like looking for tiny typos in the virus's instruction manual. And if you see the right typos, you know you've got a specific variant on your hands.
So they're basically virus detectives, but instead of magnifying glasses, they've got high-tech sequencers.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got the samples, the lab work,
Yeah.
but how did they go from that to figuring out how many people were actually infected?
That was a crucial part. Remember, the confirmed case numbers were likely just a small fraction of the true total.
Right, they had to figure out how much of the iceberg was hidden underwater.
Exactly. And to do that, they needed to figure out how much virus each infected person was shedding. In simpler terms, how much ends up in the wastewater system.
Okay, I'll bite. How did they figure that out?
Well, they relied on some existing data about how much of the virus ends up in, well, fecal matter. But they also had to use that CDC seroprevalence data, that 25% estimate for Nevada.
So they were kind of cross-checking, making sure their calculations lined up with what was already known.
Exactly.
Thank
They
you.
adjusted their model until it matched that 25%. And remember, their wastewater analysis suggested the true infection rate was way higher, closer to 38%.
Which means a lot of people were walking around infected, not even knowing it's scary, but also kind of fascinating how this wastewater revealed that hidden truth.
It really highlights the limits of relying only on those nasal swab tests.
Yeah.
And it shows the potential of this wastewater approach to give us a more complete picture of what's happening in a community.
Okay, I'm seeing the big picture, but can we get specific? How does this translate into action for public health folks?
Okay, let's say a city is using this wastewater surveillance to watch out for a new super contagious virus. They see this sudden spike in one neighborhood's wastewater.
Alarm bells are going off.
Right now, they know there's something up in that specific area. They could send mobile testing units there,
Okay.
start public awareness campaigns, even target vaccine efforts to that neighborhood.
So it's not just data for a research paper.
No.
It's intel for real-time decisions that can actually protect people. This is amazing.
It is.
But could this be used for other things besides viruses?
Absolutely. Imagine tracking antibiotic resistance, knowing which neighborhoods have bacteria that are becoming resistant to drugs.
That's huge in the fight against superbugs.
It is. They could target interventions, educate doctors in that area, maybe even adjust prescribing practices to slow down resistance.
This is truly revolutionary stuff, but I have
Yeah.
to ask, isn't there a creepy factor here? Analyzing what people flush away feels a bit Big Brother, no.
That's an important point. This kind of surveillance does raise ethical questions.
Yeah.
And it's crucial to have clear rules about privacy and responsible use of this data.
Transparency is key. People deserve to know what's happening, how their contributions are being used, and what's being done to protect their privacy.
Absolutely. And it's crucial to emphasize that this isn't about identifying individuals.
Right. It's about the big picture.
It's about the health of the community as a whole.
Exactly. It's like we're taking the pulse of a city using wastewater as a source of information about its overall well-being. And as we saw in this study, it can reveal things that we might otherwise miss, leading to more effective and timely public health interventions.
Right.
But I feel like we've just begun to explore the depths of this topic.